The United States has confirmed it's begun the process of organising talks with the Taliban to try and broker an end to the war in Afghanistan. The revelation comes a day after the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, gave the first public acknowledgement that the US was actively pursuing a peace initiative that's been surrounded by secrecy. Confirming the move, US Defense Secretary Robert Gates said the recent gains on the ground in Afghanistan allowed the US a lot of room to maneuver. North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports.
The confirmation came from the outgoing US Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
Well, I think there's been outreach on the part of a number of countries, including the United States. I would say that these contacts are very preliminary at this point.
The comments were prompted by the Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who a day earlier gave a striking public acknowledgement of what the US has until now refused to explicitly confirm or deny. Peace negotiations with the Taliban have been started, says the Afghan leader. The foreign military and especially the United States itself are going ahead with these negotiations. The US has long said it supports reconciliation efforts, and there have been reports of meetings between US officials and Taliban leaders. But this is new.
When you say preliminary, how long has it been going on?
I'm not sure. A few weeks, maybe.
After nearly a decade of fighting against the Taliban, the open discussion of peace talks reflects a growing realization the conflict can't be ended without a political settlement. But as the Obama administration nears crunch time on deciding how many of its 100,000 troops to pull out next month, the Pentagon chief cautions that real peace talks won't make any headway until at least the end of the year.
I think that the Taliban have to feel themselves under military pressure and begin to believe that they can't win before they're willing to have a serious conversation.
At the same time, Republican presidential candidates like Mitt Romney are seeming to waver from the party's traditionally strong stance on national security.
It's time for us to bring our troops home as soon as we possibly can. Our troops shouldn't go off and try and fight a war of independence for another nation. Only the Afghanis can win Afghanistan's independence from the Taliban.
It's enough to cause one of their own, the former presidential candidate John McCain, to sound the alarm.
I wonder what Ronald Reagan would be saying today. That is not the Republican Party that has been willing to stand up for freedom for people for all over the world, whether it be in Grenada that Ronald Reagan had a quick operation about, or whether it be in our enduring commitment to countering the Soviet Union. But I do want to send a message, and that is that we cannot move into an isolationist party.
Senator McCain says he wishes the Republican presidential candidates would sit down with the military commanders of the Afghanistan war and realize war weariness and domestic politics aren't reasons to abandon Afghanistan now. This is Jane Cowan in Washington for AM.